This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I Pain and Pendergast with you. All right, so they the list came out of franchise valuations in the NFL. Before we get into it, I'd like to revisit just a piece of audio that we played earlier in the week. Jerry Jones at the red carpet for the documentary that's coming out about the Cowboys Super Bowl teams in the 1990s, Jerry's first decade owning the team. He was on the red carpet. And he was asked about the drama that tends to swirl around the Cowboys, and he very much leaned into it.
Well, I do believe if we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. The beautiful thing for networks streaming companies is that the NFL is a 365-day-a-year interest factor. A lot of programming, you have to spend as much to make it, to promote it, as you do to make it. The Cowboys are a soap opera 365 days.
The screening will begin momentarily.
I'll start.
Please take your seats.
And so it is, it's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players. But there's something more there. There's sizzle. There's emotion. And if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff in terms of keeping and having people's attention.
So for everybody out there who's saying, boy, how can an owner say that? How can they, even though a lot of the things he's saying is true, how can they lean into that? How can the owner himself not only discuss stirring the pot, but be the very apparatus that is stirring the pot? Seth, to that I give you the Cowboys topping Sportico's franchise valuations in the NFL at $12.8 billion.
It is so good for business, and it's so bad for
that's
football.
Why.
Right? It's so funny because he's the owner of a team. It's the most valuable on the business side of things, the most successful franchise in the NFL, and yet he's saying something that almost every single NFL head coach who's ever lived would vehemently disagree with. Mm-hmm. So that's the hard part about Jerry Jones is, when your actual owner has a whole ethos that's completely opposite of any good football coach that you would hire. How many championships has he sacrificed potentially just because of that ethos? And yet on the business side of things, you can't deny that he's been incredibly successful.
I'll answer you.
Yes.
At least one.
At least one in the last 30 years.
At least one. And I'll directly tie it to him not getting along with Jimmy Johnson in the end.
Okay, yeah. So they could have easily won four championships
instead
if Jimmy Johnson
had
stuck
around. Barry Switzer drove the boat into the shore of a Jimmy Johnson Super Bowl team. I think if Jimmy Johnson is still there, especially in the advent of free agency, which had started. 1993 is when free agency hit big. And Jimmy Johnson left like that year.
Yeah.
And I think if he's there for free agency and able to use his acumen to see the glitches in the matrix that the Cowboys could take advantage of, Jimmy Johnson was a genius when it came to evaluating back then. At least one, to answer your question. At least one.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because he would have, I could see Jimmy Johnson, he either would have thrived in free agency or he might have been a disaster in free agency.
Maybe.
Especially as players started to have the ability to leave.
Yeah.
That's where his heart, his heavy-handed style, and you know the way that they did everything, maybe it wouldn't have worked. But who knows? But even then, in the interim, after Jimmy Johnson, with some of the talent they've had, the teams that they've had, it's impossible not to wonder, with just a little bit more normalcy in that organization over the course of 30 years, they've at the very least sacrificed going to a championship game
for a conference championship game. Yes, for sure.
So, and yet, that's why the Cowboys are, everything that he's describing is reality television.
Yep.
It's not about what's best or what's right or anything else like that. It's what gets the most attention, and he's really, really good at getting attention.
He didn't say anything that's untrue. It's a great take. He's absolutely right. But he, the owner, should not be at least appearing outwardly to value that as much or maybe more than winning actual championships.
Yeah, like is that how much is that $12.8 billion going to help him now compared to the Rams being valued at $10.4 billion?
He's not going to be around to spend any of
it. Right, you know? Right. Is that extra $2 billion you're going to be able to blow sometime in the next 15 or 20 years?
Ah. And you touched on it, so we should, I'm sure people are wondering, where are the Texans on this list? They land 12th on the franchise valuations, $7.17 billion. You know, these lists are interesting because for years, as these numbers exploded on the lists, people would say, well, I mean, it's fun that they value these things these way, but you need somebody to come buy the team in order for you to realize that that value. I think there's more and more people now wanting to line up and buy NFL teams and pro sports franchises than there's ever been.
Well, what they're starting to do, too, is they've opened the door to
having private equity
invest in a small portion of the team.
Yep.
That's where there's only so many billionaires out there and how many want to, so the... it's like when a company goes public, that's when the valuation really, really kicks into high gear. So the more people that can actually invest in it, I think they've allowed a small sliver of private equity now. When they start to add on to that, I think the valuations are really going to skyrocket.
Well, if you're wondering how billionaires become billionaires, just know this. The Josh Harris and his group bought the Washington Commanders, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
It's a couple seasons ago? For a little over $6 billion, I think $6.05 billion. According to this list, they're valued at $7.47 billion. According to this list, and again, it's a list that there is a methodology to it when it comes to the books that they're looking at, you know, the ledger, the actual financials, along with the subjective stuff that goes into it, market that they're in, whatnot. But if we take this list as being valid, Josh Harris and his group have already made nearly $1.4 billion on their investment in the Washington Commanders.
So the Texans, you know, they've really picked themselves up by the bootstrap, the McNair family. They paid $700 million for the Texans back in 2001. But that's the thing where I think sometimes there's still a lot to the value and prestige of being in the NFL.
Yeah.
If you took $700 million and put it in the S&P 500 in 2001, today it would be worth $4.8 billion.
Yeah.
It's like you've still done really, really well. And then really, if you're going to invest $700 million, you're going to be doing it. If you're doing commercial real estate or something relatively safe, but still very lucrative, and it would be worth more than that.
Yeah.
It's not like the end all be all. That's the easiest investment you could make.
Yep.
It's also that there's a prestige to it too. And that's why some billionaires just wouldn't buy it. Like some billionaires wouldn't buy an NFL team for various reasons. Cause there's better financial products out there or investments than an NFL team.
And
but they don't have all of the hoopla that comes with it.
Well, and to that point, I think similarly, there's a lot of billionaires on this list that own these teams that are never going to sell these teams.
Right.
You know, Jerry's
like, he probably loves being the most valuable team, but at the end of the day, it's about being the most valuable team more than the actual dollar amount.
Yeah. But to the Texans is an example. Like, I think there's zero chance the McNairs sell the team in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, like the McNairs are going to own this team, and that's good. All right, so they're 12th. Cowboys, Rams, Giants, Patriots, Niners are the top five. So those are that's funny. Like, two of those teams are complete ratchet teams. But Giants are in New York, and the Patriots have a pedigree.
I mean, the Commanders are the 10th most valuable team, and part of that is just they've been, even through their bad years, were valued way that, the fan base is just so generational.
Yeah. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We had actually had a couple people asking, what are you guys talking about with Seraphim's glow and eyes as wide as the Sphinx?
Yeah, sorry.
And it's a good reminder that that we get new listeners all the time. And so this was what we're referring to, since the Panthers are in town, is back in 2023, when the Panthers were beginning their season and Bryce Young was taking the field for the first time, their radio play-by-play guy, Anish Shroff, who's also on ESPN, I think he's Andre Ware's partner on college football on ESPN, he was talking about Bryce as Bryce is taking the field for the first time and delivered it thusly.
And now we get to see the start of this new era. Bryce Young in the huddle, bounce of youth, shiny helmet gives him a Seraphim's glow, eyes as wide as the Sphinx. And if he is what this franchise and this fan base believes he can be, the hour of the Panther begins with this shotgun snap.
The hour of the Panther is what got me on that.
Oh, well, Seraphim's glow is what got me. You know, the bounce of youth, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, like he's describing how he's running on the field.
Yeah.
Shiny helmet gives him a Seraphim's glow.
Shiny helmet gives him a Seraphim's
maybe
glow.
Maybe in your eyes.
You know what? It's almost like the fact that he delivered that, that was like the most casually delivered part of it, as if that's a thing that people say about football players.
Right.
Oh, you know, he's got that Seraphim's glow going there.
It's what I was seeing in section 314.
Bryce would complete 20 of 38 pass attempts that day, one touchdown, two interceptions, and a Seraphim's loss. 24-10 to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, he played the Falcons in his opener. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I can't throw much shade. Texans didn't fare much better versus the Falcons that
no,
year.
No, no. Yeah, 4 weeks later, the Texans lost to Desmond Ridder in the Falcons.
Ridder had a Seraphim's glow.
He did. That day, yeah, threw for like 350.
My tongue's got a Seraphim's glow
against
right now.
The Texans.
Desmond Ridder.
Eyes as wide as the Sphinx.
I still don't know how to take eyes as wide as the Sphinx.
Eyes as wide as the Sphinx.
I just like because it's not like the Sphinx isn't sitting there like this, right? With his eyes wide open, like, oh, there comes the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
And it's not why is like widely set apart, like the that Sphinx? Chick from the chess movie. I don't know. What's her name?
Queen's Gambit?
Yeah.
The
Queen's Gambit lady. That was the woman that you're like, she's either the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen or the most. The most horrendously, freakishly ugly woman I've ever seen. Right, I'm asking, that's what I think of when I think eyes as wide as a sphinx.
I'm asking.
And I can't figure out whether she's beautiful or just got some deformity.
It is a little disturbing, yeah. I asked ChatGPT, are eyes wide on the sphinx?
Yeah.
If you mean the Great Sphinx of Giza, it's I, which I do.
Not the other sphinxes.
As opposed to Big Sphinxy down in Manhattan. Yeah. Its eyes are not wide in the cartoonish sense. They're proportionate to the face and fairly narrow compared to modern artistic depictions.
Okay.
It's the artists that have taken liberties, it would appear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Centuries of erosion and damage have softened their detail.
Oh.
So that's what happened. Not as sexy an answer as you were looking for, I don't think.
So they used to be wide, and now they're not?
They've eroded because of all the weather issues, I suppose. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I was looking for something better.
Anya Taylor-Joy is who I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
She's the one that, see her eyes as wide as the Sphinx right there?
Yeah, they're very Sphinxy.
But
yeah.
She is. In certain angles, you see her, and you're like, oh my gosh, that was like, she looks like she's created by AI.
Do you watch Queen's
Gambit?
But
then there's Gambit? Other times where it looks like she was like the first version of AI.
Yeah, created. Yeah, yeah.
I watched Queen's Gambit. Yeah,
yeah, it was good. I liked it.
I mean, and I did myself the liberty of not Googling anything about it and just thinking that it was a true story,
yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't find out till later that it wasn't a true story?
I try really hard. Anytime that I think something might, I stumble upon something and I don't know whether it's historical or not, I try to pretend that it's historical and historically accurate. And when I'm watching something that I know is based on something historical, I try really hard not to Google anything about it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be watching like, well, actually, Brandy, the Vikings didn't come to England until whatever.
You enjoy it more if you feel like it's a true story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's how I did the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap. All those people actually died, huh? Crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he stand up and say I'm king of the world?
Both sank and everything.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Rock bottom. All right.
Sometimes I fall into the trap of in my mind, there'll be like a brief moment where I think Game of Thrones is historically based.
Oh god. Okay, now we need to go find 10 things.
Like, you know, back in the day, like when Cersei did that thing.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Seth has a relative die. Like, where's the Red Witch? Is there a Red Witch in the Yellow Pages?
Usually when I'm talking to a first cousin at a family reunion, and I'll be like, hey, you know, back in history, historical times, you know, think about like in Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Relatively common.
How about you and me do a little Cersei and Jaime action, huh? All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, we'll hear from C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. If you missed it earlier in the show, we had big takeaways from joint practice yesterday. We will have those for you for the 8 o'clock crowd coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.